And then I listened and began again, responding to every aching breath with a deeper dance, feeling the heat drip from you, wanting to make you scream, knowing that you would let me, but letting you show me your rhythm as I slid deeper every single time, faster every single time, hearing you gently dissolving, clenching, and moaning. Your knuckles were white and locked, happy to feel me stretch you with every thrust, delirious to make me begin to let me growl aloud as I felt you dancing, getting fucked by a man. Such cries getting louder as I reached my deepest again. Such sensation skipping through your hips, throwing sparks and light and pure desire through your soul, hearing me chase you as you began to dissolve and my fingers bound you to me. Faster and faster as I began to slam, chasing each cry into a scream of purest filth. I can feel those hips begin to lose control, those muscles undone into spasms of utter dissolution as you arched one final time, screaming in delirium as you let electricity course through you, tensing and spasming whilst gulping air, the sweat shining your smooth flushed skin, feeling me still plunging deep inside, gripping me as I can feel you begging for oxygen as your pussy clenches, sometimes as I thrust, sometimes not as my growl gets louder, feeling you riding the wind as the mix of chaos continues. The utter intensities inside you, desperate to make me join you, utterly fucked naked, having let yourself be completely desired, two souls locked together by fingers and ankles. You little fiery lioness, reach inside me and take my hand, lead me, take me, feel me so deep inside you, feeling you so tight. Feeling your cries growing again, realizing I sent you, giving yourself to me, as if that's what it'll take for me to be a man. Losing sheer joy among your cries, as you know what's gonna come, as my growls become deeper, switching into breathing control, as the twitch inside my balls begins to signal. The end is getting nearer. Pure adrenaline, pure motion, as our dance synchronizes perfectly. Physical, maybe, but this is now a matter of pure energy, not two people. Like two drops of ink dissipating into a glass of water, I'm not even sure where your desire ends and my begins as I feel you tensing again, and I can no longer hold myself. Thrusting once more until the blood sings, every single cell in my body screaming as I arch and cry out loud, every single sinew tight as my back creaks and hips cement as my message to you, true this time, is delivered, pulsing and clenching over and over, pouring into you as you scream exhaustedly at the notion that you could have possibly drawn this from me, as I splash again and again, my voice softening as I cry out, feeling myself relaxing just a little as my spurts begin to lessen, clenching slower as you answer every moan and cry, as my locking legs and hands begin to soften too, and you bite into my shoulder gently, knowing and feeling that we didn't just fuck, we just reached inside and touched. Neither of us will be the same again. The lioness roared and found the answer she was searching for. I released my fingers and collapsed against her, feeling a heart pounding inside her chest, smelling the sweat trickling through her tousled red hair, feeling her wrap her arms around me as I breathed and giggled, feeling her shift her legs and hips around my waist, locking me gently, just not wanting the moment to end. "You fucking Englishman," she giggled, nuzzling my neck hungrily as I gently and carefully unwrapped her, laying on my side, facing her, leaving one smooth thigh draped across me as my hands stroked her tenderly, slowly breathing her in. My mind sang, watching those eyes again as they gazed right back at me. And those soft moments passed as we returned to normality, and the wild wind softened and waned, dying to a breeze in the shining blue sky. But you bit down on that lip again, a tiny furrow creasing across your forehead. "I have a small confession to make."
"Oh, really?
Do you remember when the little dark Polish girl came and brought me coffee?"
"Yes, that's Tola.
It's my life's ambition to make her giggle, even if I have to strap her down and tickle her."
"Well, we'd already kind of met. When I walked in to find a table, I saw you straight away, and my heart nearly pounded out of my chest. She saw me just staring right at you, my mouth open at what I could see, and she came over and smiled." You paused, not meeting my eyes this time as you confessed. "I'd known who you were right from the beginning, right from the first second. Tola asked, 'Can I help you?' And all I could do was just nod over and over, and I think she understood what I meant. And that's how we met."
Sad eyes finally looked up, unsure and blinking, waiting as her confession hit home. I just threw my head back and laughed.
"You little fucking minx! I know, I just couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to cross you off my list. I've dreamed so many times of this, of how it would start, how it would play, praying so hard I would find out someday."
I just edged forward and kissed her so softly, before leaning down and smartly smacking her on the rump a couple of times. "Melody, do you realize that I just got to wildly fuck one of the prettiest women in London? And you want me to be sorry for that?"
"Yes. It does turn out you played me like a fish, whilst I thought I was in control. But isn't it just the age-old story of men thinking they run things, but it turns out they don't? They always need a woman beside them."
And she smiled and grinned, and then exclaimed,
"Oh, holy fuck! What time is it?"
Before jumping off the bed and ran into the main suite, all jiggles and curves, rummaging for her cell phone, beginning to find scattered clothes as I walked to watch her panicking, muttering all the while, "She's gonna kill me." She began to throw clothes on, clipping her bra, blouse half hanging off her shoulder as I spotted something blue, crumpled on the floor, and held it up as she wriggled into those denim pants, cheeks rosy red, all wild red hair.
"Melody," I called out, "shouldn't you be remembering things like this?" As I swung those little lacy things a little around my fingers, she looked up to me, then back down, then back up.
"Oh, shit, that would so not be a good idea," she laughed, "especially sharing a room with my mum." She wriggled out of that denim again, and bounded over, snatching those panties from me before stepping into them and quickly snapping them into place before pausing and frowning.
"You do know I don't want to. I just have to," she said, using that curious female logic, while she reached and put a hand onto my warm chest, pointing her toes and kissing me hard, before pulling away, standing there, needing to hear an answer. Yes, I know. Good. As she ran around, finally trying to dress herself.
Because it's very important to me that you do.
She called out from the bathroom, tidying her hair and rescuing as much makeup as she could get away with, when an eagle-eyed but tired mother would be scrutinizing her little Melody. I scanned the room, trying to help by spotting anything that didn't belong to me was all in one place as she burst in again, squealing, "Heels!" I pointed, there and there, as she delicately slipped into them and smoothed herself down, wriggling her hips from side to side to finally feel her uniform was in place. And then she took a deep breath. "Okay, ready," she sighed. "Go tell your mother that you've just been ravished twice by a beautiful stranger. I dare you." She snorted a little. "Yeah, right." And then she added, "But there is one more thing," and stepped to me, twisting one of her fingers as she removed a little jade ring and took my hand and found a fit upon one of mine, placing it home with a kiss. "I wanted you to remember me, 'tis all." And I took one of mine, a little Spanish silver band, and returned the delicate, gentle gesture. "Are we married now, Melody, do you think?" She grabbed her coat and bag, swung herself to the door, and blew me a kiss. "In a way, yes, Mr. Englishman." Her gaze lingered just a little more than a mere goodbye. She was memorizing the moment. The sweet, the lines, the walnut floor, the sunlight pouring through. The playful way I stood there, gleaming, tousled, and utterly fucked. "Goodbye, Mr. Husbandman." And with a flourish and a sway, she'd left to find her mother, out there somewhere in London. She'd become my muse, just as little Anya had promised. And as I looked down at that gift of a ring, noticing the flecks and marks and deeper hues inside, catching the light and sparkling, dancing in the wind, I realized that Melody had sung her song and bound me. Today was a good day to smile softly, after all.